What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the first post-game edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. I'm your host, Teron Davenport. Very pleased to bring you this edition. Hey, it was the Eagles win yesterday, and what more can you say about the team as a whole? So we're going to get into that, just talk a little bit about the game, look back on it, some of the standout plays, and let's get right into it. Carson Wentz, 22 out of 37, 278 yards, 2 touchdowns. Outstanding performance. Now, before we get too far into this, let's understand it was one game. We don't want to anoint him as the next Dan Marino, Joe Montana, etc. But we do want to take a look at some of the things that he did extremely well. And you look at how he was able to open up the game. 4 out of 5, 57 yards, and a touchdown. The chemistry with Jordan Matthews was there. Of course, there was an early drop, but he bounced back. And, man, what a throw on that drop shot. The fade route for his first touchdown to Jordan Matthews, a 19-yard touchdown. And it was really cool to see what they had talked about during the practice week transfer to the game. Jordan Matthews talked after the game about how they discussed if Matthews was in the slot and they were in man defense, he wanted to make sure that he got that football. Now, as a receiver, anytime you're in man defense, you want the ball. I mean, you kind of take that personal. But, you know, Carson Wentz told Matthews, hey, if I see they're a man and they're playing you inside, definitely expect the ball and the fade. And that's what happened. And they came back. The timing was perfect on the throw. Excellent catch. And next thing you know, the Eagles are up. An early touchdown. I like the way Doug Peterson set things up. As we mentioned in our 3 keys to the game, they were going to run the football early, and that's what they did on the first couple of plays, just to get the offensive line firing off the ball, as Doug Peterson said. They wanted to get the guys into settle into some type of rhythm, and that's what they did. And then they made some easy throws. And on that first drive, what an outstanding catch by Zach Ertz, actually. Ertz had a very nice one-handed catch as he turned away from the defender, brought it in, and secured it all the way through the contact with the ground. And that was, I believe, Wentz's first completion. And what more can you say about Zach Ertz? Pretty much all of, I think, five of his 6 catches moved the chains for them. He had the big-time catch on the slant on 4th and 4, a 5-yard gain. And that very next play, they went up top and got to Nelson Aguilar for the 35-yard touchdown. And, you know, speaking of Aguilar, he's the guy that needed to step up, and he did just that. If you get to rewatch that play, check out the way he exploded off the line of scrimmage. It is he got a release that he had been working on. I talked to him after the game, and, you know, he said that there was a release that they were working on, and he was really focusing on exploding off the football all week in practice, and he was able to use the release. And he kind of surprised Joe Hayden with it. And next thing you know, it was a foot race, as Aguilar said, and they're running down the field. And, hey, it's time to, you know, put up or shut up. And that's what Aguilar did. He put up and he brought that reception in, and it was a 35-yard touchdown. Excellent throw. The ball placement on that was unbelievable by Carson Wentz. I have to give him credit for that. That was a really nice touch pass for Wentz. And that's what he did throughout the game. I think the best catch or best throw that he made was one where he threw the slant to Jordan Matthews. And he was waiting for Matthews to get that defender on his hip pocket, you know, just behind him, get him on his hip. And as he crossed the middle, he saw the linebacker start to bear down. And what Wentz did was threw the ball down and low so that way Matthews had to go get it. He made a diving catch, but he helped him avoid that contact, which is what you really need. And it's just another example of how they were on the same page, because you had Matthews kind of throttled down as he was going across the middle because he saw the linebacker coming, Wentz saw him coming, and they just kind of threw it down in a way to allow him to make the catch. So excellent job by the Eagles on that side of things. Just looking at some statistics, Jordan Matthews, 7 receptions, 114 yards, and 1 touchdown. And he had a 28-yarder, a very nice route that he ran on the slant, or not a slant, from the slot, where he ran the corner route. He did a really good job of selling that post and turning the corner around and breaking out to the flat there, to the flag, and he made the catch. Zach Ertz, 6 receptions for 58 yards. Nelson Aguilar, 4 receptions for 57 yards. Excellent job. 1 touchdown for Matthews, 1 for Aguilar. Now, we also have to focus on running the football. That was something that was very impressive. Ryan Matthews, he ran with authority, and he was finishing his runs. The guy was running hard, and he ran through some arm tackles, and they were running the football inside, and Matthews did a really good job doing that. 22 carries, 77 yards. There was a point at the end of the game where they just kept feeding him and feeding him. They got the ball. It was a turnover on downs, and they got the ball at the 15-yard line, and they just kept feeding Matthews 4 or 5 straight runs. There was a penalty as well, and Matthews was able to punch it in at the end. And I thought it was interesting what they did. They brought Bo Allen and Matt Tobin in to have that jumbo package. With Trey Burton being out, Matt Tobin was, in effect, the third tight end, and you had to give him props for coming in and working at that position. It was interesting that they were able to do that. And really, it takes away from the passing look that you're going to have out of the 3 tight end set. But, hey, you also want the 3 tight end set to go power, to run the football. And that's what you had. So the offense really stood out. Kenjon Barner also had a very good game. 4 carries, 42 yards. He had a 19-yarder also. He was able to get that outside and show his speed. And that's something that you want to see, an inside-outside type of combination for the Eagles. So a really good job by the offense. Definitely a good job. So you have to be positive about that. But, you know, another thing that you need to be positive about is MyBookie. Here's the thing. MyBookie is an awesome opportunity for you to play. I don't know if you play the books or not, but if you do, we could help you out. And here's how. With football season here, you could get into action and play like the pros at MyBookie.net. It's the most exciting online experience for sports fans. MyBookie features real Vegas odds and incredible player props on every football game. Did the game already kick off? Don't worry about it. MyBookie has live in-games with odds updated in real time. Never too late to make a play. It's optimized for smartphone users for nonstop action on the go. You can go online, type MyBookie in your browser, and sign up today. Use the promo code EAGLES to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. For some reason, you don't have a computer, don't have a smartphone, don't worry about it. Call 844-722-2387. Join the thousands of online players already playing. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today. So the next thing we're going to do is just transition over to the defense. And I tell you, outside of a couple big plays, the defense really shut the Browns down. Now, there were, I would say, 2 big plays that really set the Browns up. And one was a deep throw. What was it? 58 yards to Corey Coleman. And another one was a 44-yarder to Terrell Pryor. Now, the 44-yarder to Pryor, Pryor just made an excellent play. I mean, the guy's 6'5", 6'4". He's built like a deer. He could go up and get the football. And that's what he did. Robert Griffin III just threw the ball up there, put it in his area, and it was a really good play by the receiver going up and get it. And he was able to do that against Nolan Carroll, who had a bit of a tough game at times. But Carroll is still very capable of playing the corner position. We don't need to worry about him. But going back to that play, I mean, he was in position to make a play, but it just, you know, sometimes the guy that you're going against makes a better play, and that's really what happened. That set the Browns up for their only touchdown. They were able to punch it in, a 2-yard run by Isaiah Crowell, And I tell you, it was a questionable call that set that one up, too. You had the pass interference against Malcolm Jenkins. They said he hit Andrew Hawkins a little early. It looked like the timing was right on point, but what are you going to do? And sometimes the call doesn't go the way you want it to, and you just got to turn around and play ball. And that's what the Eagles did for the rest of the game. Again, going back to the catch that Corey Coleman had, that was on the first drive in the second half. They threw the ball up there, and Coleman just, in the midst of two guys, was able to go up and get it. He tracked the football, and that set them up for a field goal. And, you know, this game was close for a bit. It was 13-10, and then you had the botched snap that went over Robert Griffin's the third's head, and Brandon Graham was there to corral it as Griffin kicked it out of bounds for the safety, and that is really what set the Eagles up. But defensively, I mean, these guys were getting after the quarterback an awful lot in the second half. That's when you really saw that offensive line just kind of wear down, and that's when that rotation comes into play. One of the things that we did not notice in the preseason, which you're not going to notice because the rotation isn't there, but we talked about the rotation on the outside as the defensive ends, but there was more of a rotation at D-tackle. You saw Bo Allen get some reps. You saw Destiny Viau go in, and obviously the starters, Fletcher Cox and Benny Logan. And Cox had a sack yesterday, a really good one. He was able to force his way through, and you know, he got to Griffin and brought him down. Brandon Graham also had a sack, and one of them was a strip fumble, but the Browns were able to recover it. But the way that those guys were coming off the edge, Vinnie Curry, he didn't have a sack, but I saw on one play he really pressured Griffin into throwing the ball. It was almost intentional grounding, but Duke Johnson was in the area, so they didn't call it. But he came off that edge, and that right tackle was in trouble from the jump. And he just drove him back into Griffin's face and caused a rush throw. And those are the things that don't show up in the box score, but they're the things that are outstanding plays, and they're the things that lead to turnovers or lead to a loss of downs. And that's what you have with Vinnie Curry. Connor Barwin got in there and had a sack also. Really good play by him. He was able to come off the edge, and he almost overran Griffin, but he was able to reach back and bring him down. Showed really tremendous strength by being able to do that. So that rotation was there on the defensive end. Those guys played really well. Jordan Hicks also, he showed me some speed closing on the football. There was one play where they threw it to I believe it was Crowell. They threw it to him in the flat, and the way Hicks read it and closed on it, it was really good. It was on the third down, too, so that prevented the first down. So definitely look at the linebackers. I'm looking forward to watching their play when I see the All-22, because that's when you could really see what these guys are doing, how they're diagnosing things. In addition to that, at the back end, and, you know, before we move on to the back end, Hicks had a nice play on the interception by Griffin. Griffin was looking for Corey Coleman on the slant, and he threw it, and Hicks was able to get a hand on it, slow it down, and then that made it go behind the receiver a little bit, and Nolan Carroll was able to get his hand on it, hit it in the air, and Rodney McLeod, a guy we talked about him always being around the football during training camp, and once again, here he was around the football, cleaned up with the interception, and that was a key play because that came in the midst of a Browns drive in which I believe that at that point they were going to pull ahead if they had scored. So definitely stepped up by the defense right there. And the secondary, just, you know, they played okay. Griffin had 190 yards passing. Outside of those two big plays, I mean, they were pretty good on the outside. Jalen Mills was able to get in, and he got some snaps at left corner. Leotis McKelvin was out. I believe it was a leg injury. So they lost him for the game. But we'll get more news about his return once we go down and have the press conference, Doug Peterson's post-game press conference the following day, today. We'll see how that goes. So overall, a 29-10 win for the Eagles. A lot of reason for optimism. But let's, as Jordan Matthews said, let's not gas it up, and let's look at this for what it is. It's a win, and it's time to move on to Cleveland, and we'll see how things happen, or not Cleveland, move on to Chicago, and we'll see how things happen with the Bears. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL, TheEaglesWire.USAToday.com.
Football season is here, and you can get in the action and play like the pros at MyBookie.net. At MyBookie.net, you can feel the excitement of predicting your favorite sports. It's never too late to make a play. You can even use your smartphone for nonstop action on the go. MyBookie.net. Go online now. Use promo code EAGLES to be entered into their $1 million prize pool, or call 844-722-2387. Join the thousands of online players already playing. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie.net. Sign up today.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At MetroPCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to MetroPCS and get 2 free LG K20+ phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.